This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Democrats on the Senate Armed Services Committee today got to question Pete Hegseth, President-elect Donald Trump's pick for defense secretary.
My only special interest is the warfighter.
Democrats grilled him on the sexual assault allegations against him and his views on women in combat.
He had no good answers.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It would be deeply irresponsible for the Senate to confirm him as Secretary of Defense.
More from CBS's Nicole Killian.
Most senators coming out of the hearing today seem to feel relatively satisfied with the way the hearing went, the amount of information that was provided, although that was mostly from the Republican side of the aisle. Many Democrats feel that they still have more questions after today's hearing.
Benny Thompson, who chaired Congress's investigation into the attack on the U.S. Capitol, says he would accept a preemptive pardon from President Biden.
When I hear someone about to be sworn into the presidents of the United States say he wants to lock you up for doing your job, I believe him.
Authorities in Southern California are warning residents to be ready to evacuate at a moment's notice. Winds are picking up. Here's CBS's Danya Backus.
Officials fear the powerful Santa Ana gusts could slow progress in containing the Palisades and Eaton fires that have scorched tens of thousands of acres over the last few days. A new fire broke out just north of L.A. in Ventura County, forcing evacuations. Crews managed to stop its growth for now.
I don't want people to start thinking everything's okay now. Everything's not okay yet.
Hamas and Israel have agreed in principle to a ceasefire and hostage release deal. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the deal could be finalized this week.
For the past several months, Hamas has played the spoiler. But over the past several weeks, our intensive efforts have brought us to the brink of full and final agreement.
For a second time, police in South Korea are trying to arrest impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. Protesters have clashed with police outside Yoon's presidential palace. Yoon is wanted for abusing his power when he briefly imposed martial law last month. CBS's Alexander Tin reports on a new federal study on the dangers of alcohol.
A new federal report written by a panel of outside experts has concluded that the benefits and risks of drinking alcohol work out to a risk of death of 1 in 1,000 for those who have 7 drinks a week or once per day. That risk of death climbs beyond 1 in 100 for people who drink 9 drinks a week or slightly more than 1 drink per day.
Earlier this month, the Surgeon General called for cancer warning labels on alcoholic beverages. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
President Biden has signed a new executive order focused on artificial intelligence. CBS's Stacey Lynn is at the White House.
The order seeks to bolster AI operations in the U.S. to enhance economic competitiveness, national security, safety, and clean energy. It will direct the Departments of Defense and Energy to lease federal sites where the private sector can build AI infrastructure. The president underscored the importance of AI in his remarks at the State Department yesterday, saying it has the power to
reshape economies, governments, national security, entire societies.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Catherine, the Princess of Wales, announced on social media today her cancer is in remission. 10 months after she disclosed her diagnosis, which was made following her abdominal surgery. She wrapped up her chemotherapy in September. Today, Princess Kate visited the London hospital where she was treated and thanked the staff for what she called their exceptional care. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows 0 to 5 above. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, highs up into the mid-20s. Some flurries and snow showers tomorrow night, then even warmer on Thursday. High in the mid-30s and near 40 Friday, then colder for the weekend. Currently, we're at 15.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Chris Morrow here just after 6 o'clock. I'm around for about 50 minutes or so until we get Badger basketball on the air. Matt LePay has the call against Ohio State. Pre-game at 7 right here.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Timeless hits. It's WRJN, and I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're along Tuesday night. Temperature's going to get cold tonight. Wind chills well below zero. It's 11 degrees now at Radio Park. Dance to stay warm.
Your mama don't dance, and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance, and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around, and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. The old folks say that you gotta end your day by 10. If you're out on a date, then you bring it on late, it's a sin. You just ain't no excuse, and you know you're gonna lose and never win. I say it again, and it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
the Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For local news and timeless hits, the Gentry's WRJN.
I keep on dancing for Dirty Water Cruise, a drink right now. Dancing on a shaky, shaky thing. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion for Dirty Water, do the locomotion, yeah. Dancing on a crowd, don't hear it in my way. Shaky, shaky, perfect dance.
Keep on dancing at a fraction.
his hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see him in person, like Herman's Hermits.
There's a candle all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding off my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love.
Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guests The Association, playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
Sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Badger basketball on the air, 7 o'clock the pregame tonight. Ohio State is going to be in Madison. Matt LePay has the call as we bring you the Badgers all season here on WRJN. Your home for local news and timeless hits with the Supremes.
I've been crying, cause I'm lonely.
For you,
smiles have all turned
to tears,
but tears won't away the fear that you never ever gonna take to ease the fire that within me burns. It keeps me crying, baby, for you. Keeps me crying.
much more timeless than the Beatles come together on WRJN. Hey, we got a new newsletter. You can sign up for it by going to our website, WRJN.com. There's a place that you can put your name and your email address in there. Then every Thursday, we'll get you updated on the week's biggest news stories, kind of update you on what our sports schedule is for the coming days and weeks, and do some fun features about the people who work here and people right in our community. It's all online, WRJN.com, and we'll get you all signed up for the newsletter. Just ask for it. You can have it.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Hits WRJN.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you
the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. That I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline. Some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed. But not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died.
And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I
your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side. He'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Brunson Koenig. Step back three straight on. Got it!